Time for us to return to the hotline now as we bring in local author Lisa Scola. She'll be at Tracy's Trinkets and Treasures here in Elyria for a book signing on January the 19th, talking about her book, Success with Scola. Lisa, thank you so much for the time today. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, thank you for coming on. And before we get into the book, you know, I want to hear about your story, you know, how this all began for you, because the book essentially talks about some of the things that you have done to become very successful independently in business. And, you know, essentially, I guess the way this started, you were a single mom with three kids, and you'd launched this incredibly successful career. How did this come together?
Oh, you know, it's a fun story. I've been in direct sales for 17 years, and I don't mention my direct selling company per se in the book because, to me, direct sales, home-based businesses, any type of, like, even any kind of mom-and-pop shops, everything takes a lot of hard work, determination, and the will not to quit and to succeed. And that's what I really wanted to write the book about. I went through, I've been on every end of the spectrum with it. I've started my business as a basically like a home-based shopper, like just to get a little discount, and was married, had small children, stayed at home, and started to grow it. I mean, just little by little with my kids, and really glad that I did, because about 5 years into it, I ended up in a crazy divorce, and ended up being a single mom. And at that point, then I had three children because the youngest one was only one. And it was something my kids looked at me and said, hey, Mom, you know, didn't want to see me go back to work, liked me being home. And I decided that, you know what, I was going to make it happen. So I now today, these years later, never giving up, it's a $3 million-plus company. And it's awesome. I've never left home, always stayed home with them. I've worked some maybe part-time jobs to help because you have to, but just never giving up. And I wanted to share that story in a book that is more, it's based even as a workbook. It gives you challenges and to overcome your own goals and obstacles and things that I know get in the way when it comes to building any kind of a business. And I share how I got through some of them with some of my personal stories and challenge everybody to work outside of their comfort zone, which is something I do share on social media and on my YouTube channel. And that's what drove me to want to do it. So it's basically just I really would like to see more people not give up on what their goals and dreams are, because we live in a world that makes it easy to quit, I suppose. So,
well, let's get into some of those specific obstacles, because I know, having heard all of that, there had to be a ton, and we don't want you to give the entire book away here, but if you could, point out some specific instances about those obstacles that you really had to overcome to get where you're at today.
Well, some of them being money to put into the business. I find that, especially in direct sales, a lot of people spend most of their profits on nonsense. They don't know how to money manage or market themselves well. And before they go out really trying to get it done right, they give up or they just blow it. So I share how I went from taking every month as a marketing tool, every month as a challenge that has some type of holiday or something that I could use in it to market myself. Stepping outside of my comfort zone on a daily basis, so with somebody who didn't like or enjoy talking to others. So it's kind of funny looking at it now because all I do is talk to people. But back then it was really difficult, always feeling like they wouldn't be interested in what I had to offer. Low self-esteem issues, especially coming from a nasty divorce. That was very challenging. An only child, you know, that I grew up as, and only having my mom, who was very sick at the time. So I also went through those challenges, taking care of a sick mom, losing her in the battle of trying to build my business as well. Things that happen in daily life that people will let swallow them up whole to where they can't find or continue to pursue whatever it was their dream. And they'll just fall short and say, it's not for me, and I want to work that 9-to-5 job and make somebody else rich. And I really would like to see more people not make those decisions and continue to stick out through all the obstacles. So since I've been, like, married and had the business where I didn't have to worry so much about it, to divorce, to working on every penny to make my budget work with my business, to taking care of sick loved ones, losing sick loved, you know, and then my children and the challenges that I've had, like, with them. And the beauty of watching them, when they watch, like, your children watch you succeed in something, sometimes that's even, to me, it's even a better that's been better than anything, because they're proud. They share with people how proud they are. You know, they've seen, wow, my mom can do this, I can do anything. And now they're pursuing dreams that they have, and they're more not afraid to do that. So that's a little bit of what I know I go through in the book. So,
Success with Scola is the title of the book. Lisa Scola is the author. She joins us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. And again, you can catch her on January 19th at Tracy's Trinkets and Treasures here in Elyria for a book signing. Well, obstacles, there are many in life, no question about that, and very few try and tackle the obstacle of putting a book together. We all see a finished product and we just think that maybe you got a magic wand out and voila, there it is. But putting a book together takes a heck of a lot of work. That's quite the challenge in and of itself. Give us an idea as to how tough that was, putting the book together.
Oh, you know, Wani, that is something that it was on the forefront of one of those, you know, the little dream board, and you think, oh, you know, I just would love to write a book, and you just think about it and think about it. Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you, you have to sit down. You have to first just, I didn't know how I was going to get it published. I didn't know how I was going to do anything. I had no idea. I mean, basically talked to a few people, Google search stuff, did some training on other books, and I do a lot of reading, so that was helpful. And I just sat down and started typing away. I started typing. I would go back and read. It took a good 2 years because I would go back. I had life. I have kids. I have college students. Of course, I'm running a business. And so it did take a minute. I did it like evenings. I did it, you know, in the mornings, you know, when it would think, and I'd go back and then I'd share some more in it. So it is. It really is a challenge. It's not impossible. And it's amazing me now since I did go through. Everything seemed to happen the way it was supposed to. A publishing company kind of fell in my lap. It was kind of funny how it all came together. But now that you do it once, and I'm working on another one again, so you kind of get co-authored in other books with people. So it wasn't like my first venture. It was my only first solo venture. And I really think that, you know, we don't give ourselves enough credit. I didn't have to finish college. I never finished that. It was never an English major, and I'm straight up with my book. It is, you put yourself out there. So when you write a book, and especially when you're sharing personal stories and that type of stuff, I mean, you're out for criticism. People might not like it. I haven't heard any of that, but I do offer a lot of fun things. So in putting that out, I'm always available to help. I give tips to others. You can find me on social media. All of it's in the book. The book is on Amazon. I will be at the Trinket store, which is exciting, and I will be giving a free book away if you show up, and I'll also be, if you purchase a book from me while I'm there, you can win a half an hour like power session with me where I can go over whatever your goals are and kind of share some of my stuff. So it gives you those opportunities like to do more for people. So that's something that if anybody's thinking about wanting to do a book, I say just sit down and just start doing it, and everything comes as it's supposed to.
Lisa, what do you hope that people who pick up your book and sit down and take the time to read through it take from it?
I hope that they can take the fear out of what holds them back from anything that they're trying to challenge in their life. I hope that they're able to go through it and crush the debt that they're surrounded in, crush the fear that keeps them and holds them back from being happy and successful in life. A lot of challenges with the negativity and just dysfunction in family, and I share a lot of that in the book, too, that people get they get buried in that, too. So hopefully, in them reading the book, that they can share their own stuff. I give pages that they can write thoughts down and challenge them to think outside of themselves, that once they get finished reading the book, that they may want to go back and keep rereading it and keep finding more about their own personal journey that's going to get them to exactly where they want to be in life.
Do you talk to other authors, or did you talk to other authors in putting this book together? Just because I find it interesting, you mentioned a few moments ago, Lisa, that it took you a couple of years to put this together, and it had to become such a huge challenge because you were doing this in addition to running a very successful business, and you mentioned you're putting a couple of kids through college. You know, you're raising some kids along the way here too, so you did so many different things along the way, and you throw the book on top of it. How tough was it to prioritize and make sure you set aside some time to put this book together?
It was tough, you know, and your family really does, they put up with you, because I have the laptop most of the time, goes everywhere with me. I work from home, so of course I always have my laptop, and if I have a couple minutes, I'm able to open it up and start typing away. And I did speak to some other people that had done their personal books, and you know, and how they just tackled it. It got to be the end of, like, the beginning, I think, of last year, and I said to myself after the holidays, I said, I'm just finishing this. And I just said, that's it. This is getting done this year. I'm not playing around no more. I finally feel like it's got some traction in it. So I just did that. So every day or every other day or as many hours as I can find, like I said, in the evening and the morning when it was quiet, I'd get up before everybody else, and that's when I would put my mind to work. And the publishing company that I found that they help a little bit. You know, they help with the design of the cover. They give you ideas, things to go on, and they're great at the proofing of things, thank goodness. And they'd send it back, and they'd give you, some ideas, like, well, you want to change this around. Maybe you don't want to have that. And by the time it's all said and done, it just all comes together. But I did. I did speak to some people, and it really is all about scheduling. It's not like you're just this published author that you go away in the cabin and you have 3 months to write this huge novel. This is about if you want to put it out there, and a lot of people encourage authors, you know, to be an independent author and go out there, and everybody's got something great that they can probably help somebody with, you know. Sit down and write it. It's very rewarding, and when it's all said and done, it's like, wow, this is a very good feeling.
See, I think that's fascinating, because of all the authors we've had on before, they've kind of continued down that same path where you have to establish determination over distraction. Otherwise, you're never going to get the book done. You never get to that finish line. Yeah. And I just think that's interesting, because you know, everybody thinks they want to put a book together, how cool that would be, but a lot of people can't really prioritize and set aside the time to do it. But as you mentioned, you know, these things take time. You mentioned it took you a couple of years to put this together, you know, put it together, carving out some time in the morning, carving out some time in the evening, in addition to all of the other curveballs that life throws at you. That could be a very, very difficult process, but it seems like that's a common theme with the authors that we've had on the show anyways, is that, look, you have to set aside time every day. You can't just put this off for a couple of weeks and then come right back to it, because it's awfully tough to put together the book that you want to put together, especially in your case here, too, where you're sharing a lot of your personal experiences and telling us about this incredibly successful business that you put together, that you put together from the ground up. And I think for you, that's got to be the most rewarding part of all this, right? The fact that you did this in addition to everything else, which just adds another layer to this incredible story.
Honestly, it really is. It is. It's exactly true. Doing it and running the business and keeping the kids straight. And I hear this a lot from people. Where did you find time to write a book? It's all about time management. And you know what? I don't think a lot of people really understand that there's a lot of time in a day, and we waste a lot of time in a day. So there's a lot of hours that if you actually said, well, I don't really need to be doing this, I could be doing this instead, you can find a lot more time to find those minutes of success in your life that are going to help push you to that next level of where you want to be. You know, everybody has the same amount of time. It's really all in how we manage it.
Well, and on January 19th, next week, you will be at Tracy's Trinkets and Treasures here in Elyria for a book signing. What times are you going to be there? What are the details?
It's from 2 to 4, I believe. I don't have that in front of me. I'm sorry. I didn't know how to have that open. It's an event, I think. And I'm probably going to be there a little bit earlier than it starts. So if anybody wants to come in, I told Tracy that I would definitely try to get in there a little bit earlier. And I'm making the trip, so I'll be there probably a little bit longer, too. I'm trying to find little events so that I could give you the exact times on it, because she shared it with me. And it should be right here it is, Tracy's Trinkets, and it's from 12 to 4, so pretty much all afternoon.
All right, good deal. So January 19th. And correct me if I'm wrong here, I'm doing the math on top of my at the top of my head. That's next Saturday. You'll be there from 12 to 4, correct?
Yes.
12 to 4 next Saturday at Tracy's Trinkets and Treasures. Again, the book is Success with Scola, with Lisa Scola, the author of the book. She joins us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Lisa, thank you so much for the time, as always. And we hope that when you're here in Elyria next Saturday, you enjoy your stay.
Oh, thank you so much, and I appreciate you having me on.
Thank you very much, Lisa. Again, Lisa Scola, author of the book Success with Scola. It's available on Amazon.